You're listening to Anthropocene Radio, guerrilla news for climate justice at COP21.
Anthropocene Radio has arrived to Paris, and this morning we went to the Annex to see what was going on. With me, next to me, there is Ruth from the Roles Project, and she will explain us a little bit what's going on about around this space. Hello. Hello, Ruth. Thank you. Can you tell us a little bit more about what is the Annex and what are the activities that you are planning to do here?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Annex is a space in Pontine in the north of France, or the north of Paris, sorry. There's a few different projects that are happening inside this building. I'm part of the Arolas project, which are working with Standal, which is the squatter collective who are running the building and other spaces in Paris. And we've also we're collaborating with Terra Activa and the Jungle House Collective, which are based in the Global South, who have done projects around other kind of COP activity before. So the idea with this space at L'Annex is that it's a hub for people to come to build a community that runs parallel to the COP21 process. We're really interested in creating a space where people feel that they can collaborate, that they can make artwork to support the actions that they're doing, where they can come and eat, where they can come and build networks, sort of to have time to gain momentum, to gain this. I think it's hard when you're in a city that you don't know. So the idea is that we're creating a container that and hosting people when they come here. Yeah, so it's a very welcoming, friendly environment.
And what activities in the next week or 2 weeks? What are the key moments or the key activities that you are going to do?
Great, yeah. So we have this week, we don't have any public activities here, but we have one activity that's happening, a launch party for the COP21, which will happen at Le Général, which is hosted by Arolas. And you can find out more details of that on our website. But after this week, then there's many more activities that will be happening here in the building as well as in other parts of Paris. For example, on the 2nd of December, there's the climate ribbon, which is an activity where we're building a big tree where people write down messages onto strips of ribbon and tie the ribbon onto the tree, so it becomes this very beautiful kind of collection of stories and dreams and hopes from many people. And that will be happening here at L'Annex, but also in thousands of places around the world. Later on, there's a workshop that will be on the 10th and 11th of December, which is a Theatre of the Oppressed workshop. So there's some people coming from the UK who are really experienced in doing theatre, invisible theatre, so out on the streets performing, creating scenes for passers-by to interact with without the passers-by realising it's a performance. So this is a really interesting way to create kind of theatre that sort of branches into direct action, brings up very live kind of topics for people and is very participatory. So here we'll be hosting some workshops in invisible theatre. And also in mask work, so using masks to create theatre performances that we will then take onto the streets that maybe will be part of the 12th of December. It's still very unknown what will happen during the marches because of the state of emergency that is happening throughout Paris and France. So we're having to be very flexible and create workshops and prepare for actions that may change. So the idea of the work that we're doing having this sense of flexibility and spontaneity embedded within it, so that on the day we can change it so it becomes appropriate.
Yeah. And on a more personal level, why are you here? Why did you come to do all these things here?
Wow.
in Paris?
Yeah, I feel like the momentum and the amount of people that are talking about climate change and wanting to do something is increasing and increasing. But it feels like the political and sort of business as usual model is just continuing. And so I feel the only way that there's going to be drastic change within the system that we're living in is if more people engage with not just climate change, but system change or systemic change on a wider level. And I really believe that with creativity and beautiful messaging and actions that are very participatory, that more people will start to really feel in their hearts what steps are needed to make the changes that I believe need to happen in the world. And so I feel like even though coming to Paris, I don't imagine that any of the work that I'm involved in here will have a direct effect on the decisions that are made in Le Bourget or in the main COP21 discussion room or rooms. But I believe that the momentum and this kind of global network of people that are coming together to support one another, that is what's going to change the world, especially in recent weeks with the things that the attacks that were happening here in Paris. It's sort of, it feels all the more resonant, the messages that we want to say about not coming to play from a place of othering or a place of hating someone to make change, but I feel like it has to come from a place of love. And that's something that I think the Aurolas project is really keen over the next 5-10 years to explore, this, like, how we do our activism.
Yeah, because for me, there is a thing on climate change that it's very difficult to connect emotionally on the topic itself, you know? You have to, you have to look at trends, scientific data, to have some kind of very basic knowledge of what's going on. But that doesn't really help in order to connect emotionally, to the threat. And that's one of the challenges under my point of view on climate change. Like how does it feel? How this threat feels? So my question is, how does it feel for you?
I think that's a great question, and I think that we need to ask each other that question more. That maybe going to the heart of the topic allows us to really feel it, because often I feel quite numb to the, because it's such a, there's so much grand, it's so massive and it's so complex, I guess, as a topic. And you're right, if you're looking at climate change just being the data, then it feels very distant from my personal reality. But I guess that I feel very emotionally involved with the cultural conditioning that allows people to partake in activity that creates that data in a way. So the fact that I drive a car, that I live in a society where it's very challenging to step out of being dependent on oil, and it's very challenging to step out of shopping in supermarkets or this fast kind of way that we live. And so I feel more maybe emotionally connected with that, with the social aspect of it, because I can see the effects that's having. And then I think for me the interesting thing, which I feel art and creativity can have a big part to play in, is taking the social that we connect with and kind of creating a narrative that brings in the more data, the more kind of scientific aspect to start bridging that gap, that to allow us to realise that we're the ones that are creating this, that it's not something else that's happening outside of our own lives.
And if we want to know more about the programme and the activities that you are doing, what website should we visit?
You should come to the Aurolas Project website, which is www.aurolasproject.org.
Okay, thank you very much, Ruth.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Anthropocene Radio, guerrilla news for climate justice at COP21.